and a lot of the hot-button cultural issues today, abortion, gun rights, gay rights, these sort of, they weren't on the table at all. So they just didn't come into play in those issues. But if we look at women's suffrage, generally it was the progressive Republicans who were more in favor of that than the Democrats at the time. So yeah, you do have to look at individual issues. But it's one of the most interesting things about American political history, that you have had these switches of parties and of regions as well. Thanks. In the way back, yeah, the question is, how was Franklin Roosevelt able to create this New Deal coalition? Well, partly it was just the horrors of the Depression. The U.S. Economic output declined by, what was it, 50% or so. I mean, it's just this massive drop, 30% unemployment. And so there was just real desperation in much of the country. And this more active approach that actually was pro-labor but also pro-farmer. And the fact that he ignored the issue of race in the South. And it's something his wife was very concerned about. She did not like segregation and the disenfranchisement of blacks at all. But the view was that if you upset the Southern whites, they're going to bolt out of the party, and then we can't hold this coalition together anymore. So the Democrats really soft-pedaled that. And it, certainly up until 37, from 32 to 37, the United States economy really did rebound.